Welcome, fellow knowledge seekers, to this captivating exploration of Stoicism. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by the chaos of the modern world, bombarded by endless opinions, expectations, and the relentless pressure to keep up, then you're in the right place. Imagine this. Over 2,000 years ago, ancient Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus grappled with the same human emotions, struggles, and existential questions that we face today. It's mind-blowing, isn't it? That wisdom from centuries past still holds profound relevance in our fast-paced 21st century world. In this series, we're not just dusting off old philosophical texts, we're diving deep into the Stoic way of life, uncovering timeless truths that can help us navigate the complexities of modern existence with grace, resilience, and profound inner peace. Whether you're battling stress, searching for meaning, or simply curious about a philosophy that stood the test of time, Stoicism offers practical tools and perspectives that can transform your life. As the great Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This is the essence of Stoicism, the power of choice, the ability to control our inner world, even when the outer world seems chaotic. So get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. We'll explore how Stoicism isn't just a set of lofty ideals, but a practical guide to living a more fulfilling, authentic, and serene life. Whether you're a seasoned Stoic or a curious newcomer, there's something here for everyone. Remember, as the modern-day Stoic Ryan Holiday puts it, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path." Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. So, let's embrace the obstacles, learn from the challenges, and discover the transformative power of Stoicism together. Hit that subscribe button, and let's dive into Lesson 1, where we'll unravel the fundamental facts about worry and how to break free from its grip. Get ready to unlock your inner Stoic and unleash your full potential. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any updates. And don't forget to write "Keep it up" in the comments below. Thank you so much for your support. Lesson 1: The importance of patience and resilience. Hey there, fellow Stoics in training. Today we're diving into a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy: patience and resilience. These aren't just fancy words philosophers throw around. They're practical tools for living a more peaceful and fulfilling life. What's the big deal about patience? Think of patience as your emotional armor. It's that superpower that helps you keep your cool when things get tough. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, saw patience not as passively waiting around, but as actively engaging with the present moment, no matter what it throws at you. He said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Real-world patience, from traffic jams to tech troubles. Picture this: you're stuck in traffic, late for a meeting, your phone's battery is dying, and you just spilled coffee on your shirt. Sounds like a recipe for a meltdown, right? But with patience, you can transform this frustrating situation. Take a deep breath, crank up your favorite tunes, and maybe even use the extra time to brainstorm some brilliant ideas. Remember, it's not about the traffic jam, it's about how you react to it. Modern-day philosopher and author Ryan Holiday puts it this way: "The obstacle in the path becomes the path." Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. resilience, your inner bounce back power. Now, let's talk about resilience, your ability to bounce back from setbacks. Life's not always a smooth ride, and that's okay. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher who faced his share of adversity, taught that it's not what happens to you, but how you respond that matters. He said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Bouncing back, from heartbreak to career curveballs. Think of resilience as your emotional trampoline. Whether you're dealing with a relationship ending, a job loss, or any of life's curveballs, resilience helps you spring back stronger. It's about learning from your experiences, adapting to change, and finding new ways to thrive. Author and entrepreneur Tim Ferriss echoes this sentiment. A person's success in life can usually be measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations he or she is willing to have. Building your Stoic toolkit, patience and resilience in practice. So, how do you actually cultivate patience and resilience? Here are a few tips. Mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Notice when impatience or frustration starts to creep in. Take a few deep breaths and remind yourself that you have the power to choose your response. Reframe challenges. View obstacles as opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this to become stronger? Practice gratitude. Focus on the good in your life. This helps shift your perspective and build resilience. Seek support. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist when you're struggling. Remember, you don't have to go through tough times alone. Remember, patience and resilience aren't about being passive or giving up. They're about actively engaging with life's challenges, learning from them, and using them as stepping stones on your path to a more fulfilling life. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And remember, you've got this. Lesson 2. Embracing honesty, your Stoic superpower. All right, truth seekers, let's get real about honesty. We're not just talking about not telling fibs. We're talking about radical honesty, aligning your words and actions with your deepest values. Think of it as your moral compass, guiding you through the complexities of life. Why honesty matters more than just not lying. Epictetus, the OG Stoic philosopher, wasn't just preaching about honesty, he lived it. He said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." He wasn't afraid to speak his truth, even if it wasn't popular. For Epictetus, honesty wasn't just a moral thing, it was a practical one. Think about it. Lying is like juggling chainsaws. It's stressful and dangerous. You have to remember your lies, cover your tracks, and constantly worry about getting caught. Honesty, on the other hand, is like a cool breeze on a hot day. It's refreshing and liberating. Real-world honesty, from little white lies to big life choices. We all face moments where honesty is tested. It could be as simple as admitting you ate the last cookie, or as complex as owning up to a mistake at work. But here's the thing, every act of honesty, big or small, strengthens your integrity muscle. Brené Brown, a modern-day researcher and storyteller, says, "Vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change." Honesty requires vulnerability, but it's also the foundation for growth and authenticity. The honest truth about yourself. Honesty isn't just about how you interact with others. It's also about how you interact with yourself. Are you honest about your strengths, weaknesses, and aspirations? Or do you tell yourself little lies to avoid facing the truth? Remember, Self-deception is like quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. Honesty, even when it's tough, is the solid ground you need to build a life you're proud of. Building your honesty habit, tips for truth-telling. So, how do you become a radical honesty champion? Here are a few tips. Start small. Practice honesty in everyday interactions. If someone asks for your opinion, give it honestly, but kindly. Reflect. At the end of the day, ask yourself, where did I compromise my honesty today? How can I do better tomorrow? Own your mistakes. We all mess up sometimes. When you do, admit it, learn from it, and move on. Speak your truth. Share your thoughts and feelings honestly, again, with kindness. This builds trust and deepens your relationships. Remember, honesty is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of practice. But the rewards, trust, respect, and a clear conscience, are priceless. So, go forth and be honest, my friends. The world needs your truth. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And don't forget to write "Keep it up" in the comments below and share it with family and friends. Thank you so much for your support. Lesson 3, understanding and empathy, your stoic shield against negativity. All right, fellow stoics, let's talk about something we all encounter, negativity. It's like emotional pollution seeping into our lives from all directions. But fear not, for stoicism offers a powerful antidote, understanding and empathy. Seneca's wisdom, it's not always about you. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and playwright, had a knack for understanding human nature. He said, "We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality." He knew that when someone says or does something hurtful, it's often not about you at all. Think of it like this. Everyone's walking around with their own mental baggage, their own insecurities and anxieties. Their words and actions are often a reflection of their inner struggles, not a personal attack on you. Real-world empathy, from rude customers to family feuds. Let's say you're a barista and a customer snaps at you for no apparent reason. It's easy to take it personally, to feel hurt and angry. But what if, instead, you took a moment to consider what might be going on in their life? Maybe they're having a terrible day, dealing with a stressful situation, or simply struggling with their own demons. This doesn't mean you have to excuse their rudeness, but it can help you respond with compassion rather than anger. It's like the Dalai Lama said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." The power of perspective, understanding versus agreement. Understanding doesn't mean agreeing. You can understand why someone is acting a certain way without condoning their behavior. It simply means recognizing that their actions are often driven by factors beyond your control. Brené Brown, a modern-day researcher and storyteller, says, "Empathy is not connecting to an experience. It's connecting to the emotions that underpin an experience. When we empathize, we connect with the human experience, with the shared struggles and emotions that unite us all." Building your empathy muscles, tips for understanding others. So, how do you cultivate understanding and empathy? Here are a few tips. Pause and reflect. When someone says or does something hurtful, take a moment to pause before reacting. Ask yourself, what might be going on in their life that's causing them to act this way? Practice active listening. Really listen to what others are saying, not just their words, but also their tone and body language. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Challenge your assumptions. We often make assumptions about others based on limited information. When you find yourself making an assumption, challenge it. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this assumption? Is there another way to interpret the situation? Cultivate compassion. Remind yourself that everyone is fighting their own battles. Offer kindness and understanding, even when it's difficult. Remember, understanding and empathy are not signs of weakness, they're signs of strength. They allow you to navigate life's challenges with grace and compassion, to build stronger relationships, and to create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So, go forth and practice empathy, my friends. It's a superpower that can transform your life and the lives of those around you. Lesson 4, self-reflection and personal growth, your stoic path to leveling up. All right, my fellow philosophers in the making, let's talk about self-reflection and personal growth. This isn't just about navel-gazing, it's about actively shaping yourself into the best version you can be. Think of it as your personal upgrade system. Why self-reflection matters more than just thinking about yourself. The Stoics were all about self-improvement. Marcus Aurelius, the emperor philosopher, was a big fan of journaling and reflection. He said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." In other words, what you focus on shapes who you become. This isn't just some ancient wisdom, it's backed by modern science. Research shows that self-reflection can boost self-awareness, improve decision-making, and even reduce stress. It's like taking your brain to the gym. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. Real-world reflection, from daily check-ins to life audits. Self-reflection doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what went well today? What could I have done better? What am I grateful for? Or you can go deeper with a life audit. This involves taking a comprehensive look at your life, identifying areas where you're thriving and areas where you want to grow. It's like taking inventory of your mental, emotional, and spiritual assets. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, says, "Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become." Self-reflection helps you align your actions with your values, ensuring that you're casting votes for the person you truly want to be. The growth mindset, embracing challenges and learning from mistakes. Self-reflection isn't just about celebrating your wins, it's also about learning from your losses. The Stoics believed that obstacles are opportunities for growth. Epictetus said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This is where the growth mindset comes in. It's the belief that you can develop your abilities through dedication and hard work. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Instead, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow?" Carol Dweck, a psychologist and researcher, says, "In a growth mindset, challenges are exciting rather than threatening. So rather than thinking, 'Oh, I'm going to reveal my weaknesses,' you say, 'Wow, here's a chance to grow.'" Building your self-reflection habit, tips for leveling up. So, how do you make self-reflection a regular part of your life? Here are a few tips. Journaling. Write down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. This can help you gain clarity and identify patterns in your behavior. Meditation. Take a few minutes each day to quiet your mind and focus on your breath. This can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions. Seek feedback. Ask trusted friends or mentors for their honest opinions. This can provide valuable insights into your blind spots. Set goals. Identify areas where you want to grow and set specific, measurable goals. This gives you something to work towards and track your progress. Remember, self-reflection is a lifelong journey. It's not about achieving perfection, but about continuous improvement. Embrace the process, learn from your experiences, and keep striving to become the best version of yourself. Keep reflecting, keep growing, and keep leveling up. You've got this. Lesson 5. Valuing community and relationships, your Stoic circle of strength. All right, Stoic Squad, let's talk about something that's close to all our hearts, community and relationships. In our hyper-individualistic world, it's easy to forget that we're not meant to go it alone. The Stoics, with their wisdom that stood the test of time, remind us of the importance of connection, compassion, and the shared human experience. Why community matters more than just networking. The Stoics weren't just lone wolves pondering life's big questions. They valued community and saw it as essential for a fulfilling life. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, said, "We are waves of the same sea, leaves of the same tree, flowers of the same garden." This beautiful metaphor reminds us that we're all interconnected, part of something larger than ourselves. This isn't just about having a bunch of followers on social media or attending networking events. It's about genuine connection, mutual support, and shared experiences. It's about knowing that you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Real-world community, from family ties to global connections. Your community can take many forms. It could be your family, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, or even online groups with shared interests. The key is to cultivate relationships that nourish your soul, lift you up, and provide a sense of belonging. Brené Brown, a modern-day researcher and storyteller, says, "We don't have to do all of it alone. We were never meant to." She emphasizes the importance of vulnerability and authenticity in building strong relationships. It's about showing up as your true self, flaws and all, and allowing others to do the same. Nurturing relationships, the Stoic way. So, how do you build and nurture strong relationships in a Stoic way? Here are a few tips. Be present. When you're with your loved ones, be fully present. Put away your phone, turn off the TV, and give them your undivided attention. Express gratitude. Let the people in your life know how much you appreciate them. A simple thank you or a heartfelt note can go a long way. Offer support. Be there for your loved ones when they're going through tough times. Lend a listening ear, offer practical help, or simply be a shoulder to cry on. Practice forgiveness. We all make mistakes. When someone hurts you, try to understand their perspective and forgive them. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the end. Make time for connection. Schedule regular time for activities that strengthen your relationships. It could be a weekly family dinner, a monthly game night with friends, or even a virtual coffee date with a loved one who lives far away. Remember, relationships are like plants. They need care and attention to thrive. Invest in your relationships, and they'll reward you with love, support, and a sense of belonging that can't be found anywhere else. So, go forth and connect, my friends. The world is waiting for your unique contribution. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And don't forget to write "Keep it up" in the comments below and share it with family and friends. Thank you so much for your support. Lesson 6, Mindfulness and Presence, Your Stoic Key to Inner Peace. Hey there, mindful mavens. Today we're diving into a Stoic practice that's more relevant than ever in our chaotic modern world, mindfulness and presence. This isn't just about meditation or yoga. It's about fully engaging with the present moment without judgment or distraction. Think of it as your mental reset button. Why mindfulness matters more than just living in the moment. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, was a big advocate for mindfulness. He wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." In other words, your thoughts shape your reality. By being mindful, you gain control over your thoughts rather than letting them control you. This isn't just ancient wisdom. Modern science backs it up. Studies show that mindfulness can reduce stress, improve focus, and enhance overall well-being. It's like giving your mind a spa day. It feels good and has lasting benefits. Real-world mindfulness, from mindful eating to mindful meetings. Mindfulness isn't just for sitting on a meditation cushion. You can practice it in everyday activities like eating, walking, or even washing dishes. It's about paying attention to the sensations, thoughts, and emotions that arise in each moment without getting caught up in them. Thich Nhat Hanh, a modern-day Zen master and peace activist, said, "The present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you are attentive, you will see it." By being mindful, you open yourself up to the beauty and richness of the present moment, even in the midst of chaos. The power of presence, tuning in to what truly matters. Presence is about being fully engaged in whatever you're doing, whether it's having a conversation with a loved one, working on a project, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee. It's about giving your full attention to the task at hand, without letting your mind wander to the past or future. Eckhart Tolle, a spiritual teacher and author, says, "Wherever you are, be there totally." When you're present, you're not only more effective in what you're doing, but you also experience a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment. Building your mindfulness muscle. Tips for staying present. So, how do you cultivate mindfulness and presence? Here are a few tips. Start small. Begin with a few minutes of meditation each day. Focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body and observe your thoughts without judgment. Incorporate mindfulness into daily activities. Pay attention to the details of your daily routine. Notice the taste of your food, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the sound of your loved one's laughter. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. This helps shift your focus to the present moment and cultivate a sense of contentment. Disconnect to reconnect. Step away from technology regularly. Take a walk in nature, read a book, or simply sit in silence and observe your surroundings. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness is a practice, not a perfection. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the present moment. Don't judge yourself for getting distracted. It's a natural part of the process. Remember, mindfulness and presence are skills that take time and practice to develop. But the rewards are immense: reduced stress, increased focus, and a deeper connection to yourself and the world around you. So, go forth and be mindful, my friends. The present moment is waiting for you. Lesson 7. Expressing gratitude and love. Your stoic path to a full heart. Hey there, love warriors. Today we're diving into a heartwarming aspect of stoicism that often gets overlooked, expressing gratitude and love. This isn't just about warm fuzzies. It's about actively cultivating positive emotions, strengthening relationships, and living a more joyful life. Why gratitude and love matter more than just being nice? Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and playwright, had a lot to say about love. He saw it not just as an emotion, but as an action. He said, "If you wish to be loved, love." This isn't just about being nice, it's about actively choosing to approach others with goodwill and benevolence. This isn't just ancient wisdom. Modern science shows that gratitude and love have powerful effects on our well-being. Gratitude has been linked to increased happiness, resilience, and stronger relationships. Love, in all its forms, fosters connection, compassion, and a sense of belonging. Real-world gratitude and love, from small gestures to grand declarations. Expressing gratitude and love doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as saying thank you to a stranger who holds the door open, giving a hug to a loved one, or writing a heartfelt letter to a friend. Maya Angelou, a modern-day poet and activist, said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Expressing gratitude and love is about making others feel seen, appreciated, and valued. The boomerang effect. The more you give, the more you get. The Stoics believed in a concept called sympathia, which means interconnectedness. They saw the world as a web of relationships where our actions ripple out and affect others. When you express gratitude and love, you're not just making others feel good, you're also creating a positive feedback loop that comes back to you. Think of it like a boomerang. The more love and gratitude you throw out into the world, the more it comes back to you. It's a win-win situation. Building your love and gratitude muscles, tips for a full heart. So, how do you cultivate more love and gratitude in your life? Here are a few tips. Gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. This simple practice can help you focus on the positive and cultivate a sense of abundance. Random acts of kindness. Do something nice for someone else, without expecting anything in return. This could be as simple as paying for a stranger's coffee or volunteering your time for a cause you care about. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, freeing you from negativity and allowing you to move on. Express your love. Tell the people in your life how much you care about them. Don't assume they know. Say it out loud, write it in a letter, or show it through your actions. Cultivate compassion. See the humanity in everyone you meet, even those who are difficult. Remember, we all have our struggles and insecurities. Offer kindness and understanding, even when it's challenging. Remember, expressing gratitude and love isn't about being perfect or always feeling happy. It's about choosing to focus on the good, to connect with others on a deeper level, and to live a life that's rich in meaning and purpose. So, go forth and spread the love, my friends. The world needs your warmth and light. Lesson 8. Living a virtuous and meaningful life. Your Stoic blueprint for flourishing. All right, Stoic seekers, let's wrap up this series with a bang. Today we're talking about the ultimate goal of Stoicism, living a virtuous and meaningful life. This isn't about being perfect or following a rigid set of rules. It's about aligning your actions with your values, finding purpose, and making a positive impact on the world. Why virtue matters more than just being good. The Stoics were all about virtue. They believed that living a virtuous life was the key to happiness and fulfillment. But what exactly is virtue? For the Stoics, it wasn't just about being good in a traditional sense. It was about living in accordance with reason and nature. This means cultivating qualities like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. It's about acting with integrity, treating others with respect, and making choices that benefit both yourself and society. Real world. Virtue, from everyday choices to lifelong pursuits. Living a virtuous life isn't about grand gestures or heroic acts. It's about the choices you make every day. It's about choosing honesty over deception, kindness over cruelty, and courage over fear. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." This powerful quote reminds us that even in the face of adversity, we always have the power to choose virtue. Finding your purpose, the Stoic way. The Stoics believed that everyone has a unique purpose in life. It's not about fame or fortune. It's about using your talents and abilities to contribute to the greater good. This could mean anything from raising a family, to volunteering your time, to pursuing a career that makes a difference. Philosopher and author Friedrich Nietzsche said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." Finding your purpose gives you a reason to get out of bed each morning, a North Star to guide your decisions, and a source of resilience in the face of challenges. Building your virtuous life. Tips for flourishing. So, how do you build a virtuous and meaningful life? Here are a few tips. Reflect on your values. What's truly important to you? What principles do you want to guide your life? Set goals. What do you want to achieve in your life? What kind of impact do you want to make? Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment and pay attention to your thoughts and actions. Are they aligned with your values? Seek wisdom. Learn from the Stoics and other great thinkers. Read books, listen to podcasts, and engage in philosophical discussions. Serve others. Find ways to contribute to your community and make a positive difference in the world. Embrace challenges. Don't shy away from difficulties. See them as opportunities for growth. Remember, living a virtuous life is a journey, not a destination. It's about continuous self-improvement, learning from your mistakes, and striving to be the best version of yourself. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Well, my fellow Stoics in training, we've reached the end of our 8-lesson journey into the heart of Stoicism. But don't think of this as a graduation. Think of it as a launching pad for your own lifelong adventure in personal growth and transformation. We've covered a lot of ground, from taming worry and embracing honesty to cultivating empathy and finding meaning. We've delved into ancient wisdom and modern insights, exploring how Stoicism can help us navigate the complexities of modern life. But remember, Stoicism isn't just a philosophy to be studied. It's a way of life to be lived. It's about taking these lessons and applying them to your everyday experiences, from dealing with difficult people to making tough decisions. As Seneca wisely said, life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Stoicism gives you the tools to sculpt yourself into the person you want to be, to live a life that's aligned with your values and aspirations. This isn't always easy. There will be setbacks, challenges, and moments of doubt. But that's okay. As Epictetus reminded us, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. With Stoicism as your guide, you can face any obstacle with courage, resilience, and wisdom. So what's next? Keep learning, keep practicing, and keep growing. Read the works of the Stoics, engage in philosophical discussions, and apply these principles to your daily life. Remember, the Stoic journey is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about making small, consistent improvements over time. It's about choosing virtue over vice, wisdom over ignorance, and courage over fear. As the Dalai Lama said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." By living a Stoic life, you're not just benefiting yourself, you're also making the world a better place. So, go forth and be the best version of yourself. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and never stop learning. Your Stoic adventure has just begun.